this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with the fabulous Sarah Cannell. She is an author and writing coach, and she is again one of our 10K finalists. If you were at HCI Live last year, you may have seen this fabulous lady up on stage. Well, we are super lucky because she will be gracing the HCI stage again. Sarah, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, how exciting is it? It's your second time up on HCI Live stage. What are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm definitely feeling surprised. I made up a story that they definitely wouldn't have anyone that spoke last time speak again. So I was sort of thinking, oh, I'm doing the challenge to be part of the community and challenge myself. And so I'm pretty surprised, a little nervous. The idea that if doing it once means I would not be nervous this time, I guess, has not played out. So it's wonderful. And it's a good chance to walk my talk about what we do at HCI, which is to step into the spotlight and be visible. So it's constantly a practice for me that's uncomfortable and also wonderful.
Yes. Well, and before we get into HCI Live and your prep for everything, I would love to just have you elaborate a little bit more on what a writing coach is. I know it's probably self-explanatory, but what exactly do you do? What type of clients do you work with?
Yes. No, I don't know that it is self-explanatory. I know it's a great question. What I help people do, whether they're entrepreneurs, coaches, aspiring writers, is I help them bring their message and their mission out into the world in a really big way by becoming a successful published author. So a lot of the time that is a book. Someone has a book about their ninja tricks, their big purpose, their work in the world, and I help them craft a really riveting, professional, exciting book that they can share all over the world as an ebook and when they're speaking as a tangible book. And I help people who I've never written before to people who are already published but want to really promote themselves and their book in a bigger way. So sometimes authors write a book and then put it on Amazon and hope for the best. And that strategy, like in coaching, like I'll just become a coach and not do anything with that. So I help people do all the things we do at HMBA to be visible, to be powerful, to find their voice, their confidence, and to share their message in a really compelling way.
I love that. So how did you even end up in this line of work and then find HCI? I mean, yeah, we have a lot of health coaches, but I think you're the first writing coach I've ever met from our program.
Yeah, it's an unusual fit, and yet it's been the best decision I've ever made. It's one of my top five decisions of my life, I think, to do this, join this community. So I love to write since I arrived here on the planet. I've been passionate about writing and art and literature and everything, and so I'm one of those people that geeks out about writing, and I pursued that dream with many, many deterrence and failures along the way until I had the incredible experience of getting my first book published in 2012. And I was very lucky to be invited to be on Oprah and get in the New York Times and some just incredible honors with that project. And that led me to be able to have a platform as a writer. And I knew because I had also become a coach. At that time, I was a general life coach for about 10 years. And I realized I really wanted to specialize in working with people on their message and becoming leaders in their field and through the art of writing. So that's how the two kind of blended together between my passion for writing, my passion for coaching. I kept thinking of them in separate buckets. And then right when I joined HMBA grad, I joined because I listened to a webinar that Stacey and Carrie were doing that was, I don't know if they still do it. It was, I think 10 clients in 10 weeks is something about attracting 10 new clients. And I was getting great results with a few people at a time. I did not have a way to create programs. I had no structure. I just didn't know how to be a professional coach very successfully. The work was good, but I didn't know how to do the business side of coaching. So I went to that webinar and I tried one idea. They gave probably 30 ideas in that program, and I did one thing, and I made $1,000 in 1 week extra. And I thought, okay, these women know what they're talking about, and I want to learn from them, and they're fun and cool, and I love what's going on here. And so I took that huge leap of signing up for HMBA, and I was terrified because I'd never invested that kind of money. And I'm so grateful that I made that investment because it has leaped my business forward in incredible ways that I absolutely know I could not have done without this program.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Well, we are certainly very excited to have you here, especially knowing that you come from such a decorated background. Being able to be on Oprah and published in New York Times, I mean, those are big deals. Like, there are people that work their entire life just for those moments. So congratulations on that. Also, congratulations on being our 10K finalist again this year and getting up on stage. So I would love to sort of go back and let's talk about the first time that you did the 10K challenge and what your business was like when you first started, when you first entered and said, yes, I'm going for the 10K this first time. What was that like?
Well, it was incredible because I was very new still in the HMBA community, and the idea of making 10K in 10 weeks was a little bit laughable because I wasn't making 10K in 6 months. I was hitting, 1250 a month, 1500. I might have a $2,000 a month. I could not break out of that amount of money. And so I signed up for the challenge just because I really wanted to push myself to employ what we'd learned in the program, put it into action. I wanted to make my investment back. Like, that was very important to me because of having invested in such a big way that I was going to follow through and avail myself of every tool, technique, program. And I like the idea of group challenges. I felt excited about being able to check in. And I love that little thermometer for those of you that have done it, where you put in your numbers for the week and it shows you working toward that goal. That's highly motivating for me, those visuals. And in fact, I now do a version of that for my clients when they do writing challenges, whether it's how many pages a day, words a day, how, finishing a draft. Like, I create visual things for them because I love it and it really motivates me. So I did it the first time just desperately hoping I could achieve the goal. And when I achieved and surpassed that 10K, I was astonished because, like I said, I had never been making close to those numbers. So it was really thrilling and exciting, and I could hardly believe, kind of pinching myself.
The first time you did the challenge, when exactly did you hit 10K? Did you hit it fairly early on, or were you sort of towards the end?
Yeah, so that time I think I hit it kind of early. I just was on a roll with, I had put into place some key new things. Like, I picked a niche, like I'm just a writing coach instead of being a general coach. I created a 90-day program, never had that before. I learned how to do closing the deal conversation. So I put those practices in place, and I think I hit it around week 7, and it just was like rolling. And so I was, again, I was just sort of gobsmacked that it was possible, because I thought I was one of those people that just was not going to be able to achieve financial success in my business. I knew the work was awesome. My clients were having amazing breakthroughs and getting published and incredible leaps in their career. But I just didn't have systems in place and didn't believe in myself.
Once you did put those in place, you really did see your business take off. Is that what I'm gathering?
Huge. So I went from a person making, like I said, $1,500 a month to making $1,500 a week. I mean, that was like a game-changing, and it really excited me, because something I love about coaching in general, whatever I'm coaching someone on, it's the busting through the lie that they're not good enough or capable of doing what they want to do. And that's what excites me every day about coaching still, because I had that experience being coached by Stacey and Carrie in this program.
So let's talk about the 10K challenge now. You surpassed it last time. You got up on stage. You dazzled our audience. A few months later, you joined again. What was the challenge like this time?
Okay, it was a lot harder, interestingly. I had a really interesting succession of events. I had a bunch of people enroll a week or so before the 10K challenge started at the end of July. And then I had a trip in the middle and something else. It was really rough. And so what happened this time is my confidence got really challenged, and I'm not happy to admit this, but I'm being honest, where I'd been on this roll where I was closing, I think my closing number for closing the deals was like 85 to 89%. If I had a conversation with someone, they enrolled. And suddenly I had this weird patch of no's, or I can't do it right now, or, you know, just life's normal stuff. And I started feeling terrible. I started wondering if I was even supposed to be a writing coach. I doubted myself. And I reached out to our tribe. I did a Facebook Live in our intensive group. I didn't want to. And I just was honest. I said, here's what's going on. I'm not reaching the numbers that I was. I don't even know if I'm going to make 10K. I was hoping to make 20K. I felt, and I said, I feel like a failure. And I was really authentic and vulnerable in that moment. And it felt bad at the time. But what came back to me was incredible, because I got so many posts back, and my success coach and I talked, and what I heard back was, why are you doing this? Like, why are you a coach? And I realized, like, oh my God, I'm focusing on all this external stuff, the challenge and how many, you know, I was getting a little in my head, but I'm not doing this for a certain number of, you know, close rate or numbers. I'm doing this because this is my purpose. That I want to help other people have the breakthrough, become the leader that they're meant to be, and share their message with the world. And as soon as I had that reflected back to me, something in me settled down. I said, I might make it, I might not. You know, it is what it is. But I felt grateful for every single dollar that came in, every client I had the privilege of talking to. I detached in my closing the deals. Like, I'm here to learn. I'm here to serve and learn. And I walked through, I did meet the challenge, but it was in such a space of gratitude. And I think this was actually, it was uncomfortable, but good for me, because it helped me come back to the whole point of why I coach. And so when I reached that and passed that 10K mark again, I did it from a place of service, and that's the way I want to feel every day anyway.
No, it absolutely is that when you take that moment to realize, like, you're doing something that honestly is, not to use our catchphrase, but bigger than us, that's when it really sort of like comes together and you're like, okay, I can do this. Like, you're not doing this for, I mean, the money is great. The lifestyle is wonderful, but ultimately you're doing this to make a difference in the world. So I love that you had sort of that come back around, even being one of our very successful students last time. It is nice to hear that, you know, everyone goes through those waves. It's not perfect ever. But it's perfect where you are exactly in that moment. That is where you should be. So I love that you were vulnerable. And how great is that Facebook group? All of those, our tribe is phenomenal. We have one of the most supportive groups of people I think I've ever encountered. So I can't say enough about the people that we get that come through our programs, our students, our coaches, our staff. Like, it's just this amazing community. So I'm happy to hear that you felt comfortable reaching out to that, and want anyone else who's listening to listen to Sarah here, like, use that community. It's so important. So Sarah, you hit the 10K. When did you exactly hit it this time?
So this time it was, I think, week 9. Like I said, I was a little nail biting as we got down there. And what I love too, like you said about our tribe and our community, what I love is that no one enabled my story. You know what I mean? No one was like, oh, that, or like, I don't think you could do it. Everyone's like, you know, what's your purpose? Like, what are, and I love that, you know, I reached it in week 9, and I think my total was something like 10,433. I tried to look it up right before.
So congratulations.
And like I said, I'm so grateful for that number. You know, it's like every dollar meant, you know, something special to me. You know, it was about the connection, and that I'm privileged to do this work. And that's really what came out of this too. Like, that this is such a privilege to be part of this community, to get to do coaching as my life's work. Incredible. And so, yeah, I hit it at 9 and I kept going. And what's funny is the week after the challenge closed, I had like 4 more clients, and it was just so funny where, I mean, and that's just what was meant to be. And that's something that my coach brought back to me, my success coach, who I love, Samantha Schmuck. She's amazing. And she brought back to, you know, I'm right where I need to be. Like, what can I learn here? And one of the things I learned is having a struggle during this 10 weeks revealed to me how quickly I doubt myself. It really showed me where I need to work on my mental game. And it wasn't comfortable and pleasant to see that in myself. I was ashamed of it, that I started questioning and doubting and feeling terrible based on external things, but I did. And the gift in it was that I reached down deep to find what's really important for me about my work. And now I feel just a lot more free.
I guess one thing that I personally would like to know, and I'm sure other students have the same question, because your niche is different, where do you find your clients, and how do you decide even how to charge them? Because, you know, we hear a lot about health coaches, we hear a lot about life coaches, but you're really the first writing coach we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah, it's such a great, it was a terror that I had signing up for HMBA. Like, what if this doesn't translate to what I do? And the amazing thing, and again, thank you, Stacey and Carrie and everyone, all of you, for your genius. The model that's presented in HCI and HMBA works, I believe, for every niche of coaching. I truly, and I'm proof in terms of, it's pretty big jump from health coaching to writing. You know, it's a very big difference. And really everything aside from the actual content of the work applies. So for instance, where I got my clients, so I use that, the complete getting clients checklist, I use that over and over and over, because every time I get a dip, I think, am I doing everything on this list? And so my biggest ways I get clients, I think, are very similar to what I hear my peers saying as health coaches. Referrals from happy previous and current clients is a big one. Speaking is probably my number one. Giving talks and teaching workshops, teaching writing classes. So instead of a sugar talk, I have a double your productivity in 1 week talk. Or instead of emotional eating, I do one on the inner critic as a writer and how to overcome those doubts and really produce the work we're here to produce. Or, you know, so it's TCM works brilliantly for writers, just the way it does for health coaching clients. So I use networking with strategic partners, speaking, and referrals are my three top ways. And those were all things encouraged in our curriculum with HMBA. And then in terms of how does it translate in price, I use those phases of business growth. I'm telling, oh my gosh, this was the most fun. So I had never created a package before I joined HMBA. Never done it. Always one-off sessions, all the stuff. And I created my first 90-day program. I do 10 sessions instead of 12. That just seems to work better for my model. And I started out by charging $1,500. That was the investment when I joined HMBA and my first 10K challenge. I thought I was going to vomit charge. I couldn't imagine, like, who's going to do this? You know, anyone? And I ran a jumpstart, just like we're encouraged to do. Instead of a detox, it was a 21-day writing boot camp for people that have wanted to get that writing generated. And we had a whole program for 21 days. And then I offered people the option to come in and do a 90-day program. Or if I met someone at a speaking event, did a closing the deal, invited them to the 90-day program. So it works just the same in writing. And the really neat thing was that after I went to the first live event that I went to, which was when I was speaking, my hope was that I could find the courage to jump my rates, because my one-on-one sessions were full. So I'm kind of at that turning point that we talk about. And after going to Miami, I was able to double my rates. And so I moved up to a $3,000 investment. I created some awesome bonuses, all thanks to, you know, I just followed, honestly, for anyone that's new joining the program, I just did everything that suggested in our curriculum once, everything I could. I couldn't do it all at once, but I one thing at a time, and it has worked brilliantly in my practice. And so now I have a $3,000 investment, and then I have new group programs that are going to start in the new year, and hopefully we'll jump up to just VIP one-on-ones.
Sarah, I love hearing how you've taken all these different parts of the program and made it fit what you're passionate about. I mean, it's everything. I haven't heard another coach. I mean, I've heard other coaches take the 90-day program and, you know, like do little tweaks here and there, but you really created it based on what you've seen in our program, but then built something out of it that fits your niche perfectly. So let's take a look back on maybe, let's say like a year and a half ago, thinking back to what your life was like and what you were doing. How is that different now?
Oh my gosh, some big differences. I feel so empowered in a way that I didn't a year and a half ago. So that empowerment is about, wow, like I believe that there's a mantra that I've used a lot in this last year and a half, which is like action produces like results. So the idea that if it worked, instead of thinking, oh, something's wrong with me, I'm not capable, I can't do it, it won't work for me, all that resistance that gives me an excuse, by the way, not to make a weekly video or learn Facebook Live, or, you know, because if it won't work, I don't have to try something new. So I really kind of forced myself to say, if it's worked for someone else in HMBA grad, Stacey Carey, my fellow coaches, then I'm going to try it and believe that it will work for me. And so that's been a game changer, because so often I would say, well, I'm just not the kind of person that figures out Facebook, or I'm not the kind of person that can, you know, create a program. And I'm not if I don't do it, but it's like, if it worked for someone else, it could work for me. And that has helped me so much. And so a huge jump in empowerment and confidence to think I can take these actions, which have worked for other coaches in other fields, and I can apply them to my business and have a closing the deal with someone and say, I'd love to work with you. I would love to bring your message to a global audience in this exciting way, help you become a professional published author, and really invite them in with confidence that I'm going to do amazing work. And I believe that now, because the combination of my, you know, editing and teaching skills on the writing craft and my business knowledge of the publishing industry mixed with TCM, I feel like is a dynamic invitation. And I know I can get good results for people now. And that's just so exciting. So my confidence, my gratitude is high, and my finances have changed a lot. My income is drastically different now than it was. And that has helped me invest in my business. I just partnered with a online marketing person who's going to be both virtual assistant and do social media marketing for me. That's something I've so wanted to be able to do and have an expert partner with me. And I love her energy and her expertise. And so I've just signed on with her, and that's a huge change. That's going to allow me to do more of the teaching and coaching I love and let someone else really help me with a lot of the marketing actions. And I shared this in Miami. So it's a repeat for anyone that was there, but something really exciting in the last year was I treated my family to a vacation, and I'd never been in a position to do that before. And we went on this amazing vacation with friends to Mexico, and I upgraded us to this beautiful suite on the ocean, and just thanked my husband. He believed in me and supported me to start this career. And, you know, he always said, like, having a writer in the family is like going to Vegas. You know, you're like, I hope it pays off, you know. And he really has believed in me and supported my writing and coaching work. And it was so fun. And he said, I can't believe it. Like, to be able to support and contribute. And we did a lot of things first with that extra money, things for my son's, you know, education and other things. And it's really, Carrie says, I've heard her say that increased financial prosperity gives us a lot of choices. And I feel so much more that I have those choices, and I've been able to give. I believe in giving to different causes that I believe in and supporting organizations, and I've been able to give. I give 10% of everything I make gross to places and people that inspire me, that I want to share. And that's just a practice that I've been doing for quite some time. And so I used to be able to give, you know, 10% of $1,500 a month, and now I get to give 10% of $7,500 or whatever it is a month. And that's more love in the world. So it really means a lot to me.
I love that you give back, because your whole job really is giving back. You're giving back to a community in some way, like whether it's through art, the art of writing, or you're giving back to your family, or you're giving back to charities that inspire you. So I love that. You're such a beautiful person. We're happy to have you in our tribe. Let's get excited. You're about to hop up on stage again. How is this time different? Are you said earlier you still have the jitters. What's different going into it? And what are some tips that you can give for your fellow finalists, like getting up on stage, because you are the one and only person who's been up there and will have been up there twice now.
Yeah, I think, you know, last time I felt very much, we had a call last time and this time that sort of laid out, here are the points to cover. And I think I used that very specifically as like a script, you know, which is great. And I think this time what I want to do is like go into my heart and just open up. And it is such an honor to even have a few minutes up there. I feel that's what makes me feel scared, is just because I really want to share something that will help someone in the room that they might, you know, benefit from hearing. But that's like, if I get in my head about it, then that's just sort of unnecessary. So I'm gonna, my prayer really is just to share my love and my passion, and just hope that something I share is meaningful to someone there at HCI. And for my fellow presenters, I would say one of the most glorious things was just the bonding that we all did, the finalists last time, which was a lot of time together. And I felt like there's people that are now friends that I didn't even know before I showed up in Miami that for that event. And I just talked to one this week, and we've done business together. We've referred business together. Like, it's really a joy. And so I'm really looking forward to having that experience with the finalists this time, and to have fun. I think just to be, I feel like, be ourselves and have fun, and that'll convey whatever is meant to come out.
So for those who are listening to your story and who are kind of, you know, not in the normal path of, you know, the health coach or the life coach, what tips do you have for folks who are considering becoming coaches, and maybe they have an art background, or maybe they've got a business background? What would you tell them?
Yes, well, clearly I definitely am an advocate of getting this amazing mentorship that we have here. It's changed my life. It's changed my business life, but it's changed my life. It's changed my family in so many positive ways. So I think, availing ourselves. I think no matter, I truly believe that any type of coaching can use the structures that are in place at HMBA and that it will work. I truly believe it. And I've worked with other coaches that have called me like, how would I translate? You know, I do this other very special, you know, whatever it is. And it does. And so I think it took me longer to get going because I needed to create entirely new material. And so I took 2 months. I told myself, you've got 2 months. You're going to create the programs. Just follow the 90-day program, create a jumpstart, create a closing the deal. But those pieces, those tools will work. I believe they will work for any type of coaching. So I think if you're a coach that's not a health coach, or a general life coach, just saying, all right, it's going to take me a little bit of time in the beginning to develop my content and then put it into these amazing structures that we're given, and then just go for it. And I believe it will work for anyone.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and giving all of your tips and your wisdom and sharing your story with us. And I cannot wait to see you up on stage again at HCI Live. So for those of you out there who are interested in learning a little bit more about Sarah Cannell, you can go to her website. It's www.sarahcannell.com, and that's spelled SARACONNELL.com. Also, check her out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Sarah Cannell Author Speaking Coach. And again, Cannell is spelled C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Sarah, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it. I can't wait to see you at the live event. If you haven't signed up for the live event, come hang out with us. See Sarah up on stage. Meet Carrie, meet Stacy, meet all of the other amazing finalists. We have, as Sarah has said, just such an incredible group of people that come out to these events, and it is supportive and loving and wonderful. So we want to meet you. We want to see you there. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see everybody in a couple weeks.
We'll see y'all at HCI Live.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.